Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Manchester, these are.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Are attracting interest, but at the moment, Edinburgh and Glasgow, their values are still falling. There's an argument that even getting ahead of the rest of the market, moving a step further up the risk curve before the rest of the market follows you, could pay off and get even richer rewards.
So what tips would you give to private investors that are kind of considering entering the market, perhaps for the first time and buying actually direct?
I would say that real estate offers some very attractive characteristics. This income yield, even just core, basic, plain vanilla UK real estate, has this kind of average yield now around 6%. And compared to what bonds or even corporate bonds, you know, we've got spreads there 500, kind of 275 basis points. So core property is pretty attractive. So I would suggest that if they're new to real estate, maybe they think about that. It's very tempting for, I think, individuals to look at real estate, think they know real estate and they know the local market. You know, they might know local demand and there probably are some super rewards to be had if you can buy an asset off auction in your local market, find a tenant. Excellent. Really, really attractive. You should consider the risks. Even, as I say, tame real estate in the UK offers this yield now, and that could be attractive. Or indeed, the steps along the way. So the different investment funds you can come into, the different REITs and their strategies, they're quite transparent about their strategies. They'll tell you if they're based in London, if they're heading towards the regions, whether they're in prime shopping centres or kind of secondary stuff. So a little bit of research, and then bear in mind risk as well as return.
Thank you very much, Malcolm Hunt of IPD, and thanks also to Tanya Poley. Commercial property is the cover feature in this week's FT Money. We look in more detail at which locations and what sort of property offers the best yields and capital appreciation potential. We've case studies of people who've invested, and more on the funds and REITs too. On to our final item for today. As any working parent knows, the summer holidays can be a logistical and financial nightmare. Keeping children safe and busy while you get on with your day job can be a real battle, especially given that the UK has some of Europe's most expensive childcare. The government has been trying to reform this, but the plans have been controversial. Parents didn't much like the cuts in child benefit, and they weren't too impressed with proposals to reduce the ratio of carers to younger children either. Now, a consultation has begun on reforming the voucher system of helping to finance childcare. Elaine Moore has been following developments. Elaine, parents complain endlessly.